Shut up, legs. My wild ride on and off the bike. By Jens Voigt, with James Start. Read by Felix Auer.
Introduction. There could be landmines anywhere. And then there was a knock on my door. I was just sitting there doing homework in my dormitory at the sports school in East Berlin when friends came in saying, "Hey, the wall is open. You want to go see what's on the other side?" That was November 9th, 1989. I was just 17 at the time, but somehow I knew that my life was about to change forever. Of course, I knew that there was another world out there, another world besides the one in East Germany. And even though the leaders and the state media always insisted that they built the wall to protect us, we all knew that mostly it was just holding us back. I, like just about any German, will never forget that night. Some people were actually afraid to step across and go into West Berlin. But that wasn't a problem for me. Off I went to Invalidenstraße, like Checkpoint Charlie, one of the three crossings where the Berlin Wall was open that first night. And that's where I saw the West for the first time. As soon as I stepped across, I couldn't believe my eyes. A whole other world just opened up before me. There was more chocolate on the candy rack in one store than I had seen in my whole entire life. And everything was just so clean. West Berlin was so much cleaner than where I had grown up in East Berlin. Everything, it seemed, was bigger and better. And everything was newer. Everything was well-maintained. You could tell immediately that there was more money there. It was a new world. It was truly unbelievable. But at the same time, the whole event was weird. I was nervous. Let's not forget that I'd had 17 years of brainwashing behind me. 17 years of people telling me that where I stood now, the capitalist West, was enemy territory. I had been taught to believe that in the West, somebody was always ready to steal my wallet. Like I said, we had been told that the Iron Curtain was there to protect us from the evil West. Nobody told us that the Iron Curtain was there to keep us inside. So, for the first couple of hours, at least, we really had the feeling that there could actually be landmines anywhere. It was a very strange, very singular moment when we were fascinated, but also well aware that we were not in our home country. It was uncomfortable in many ways, and you couldn't let down your guard. But boy, was it exciting! For hours, days, even weeks afterwards, we half expected that the authorities would just close the wall back up again and say, "Okay, you saw what was on the other side, but that's it. Get back to your real lives." Honestly, it took a good year until East and West Germany were officially reunited, before we understood that the wall was down forever. Until then, we just thought that the Russians could show up at any moment and shut things down again. And even today, I often think back to that night and what my life was like before. Such things are still very much with me. You know, today people often ask me, "So, what's it like being Jens Voigt?" And when I think about it, even after 2 decades as a professional athlete on several of the world's best cycling teams, I think a lot of it goes back to the days when I was living in a communist country. It was a unique experience growing up in old East Germany. And to be very honest, it has served me well in life. I know that may sound strange today, but growing up in East Germany was really great. It was a great place for kids, very safe, and there was a lot of support for us. Life was centered on the common good, the collective. It was much less individualistic than life in a capitalist country, so I learned to be a team player at a young age, which served me well in my career as a cyclist. But I was fortunate to be able to eventually turn professional and work with some of the greatest teams in the sport once the wall came down, an opportunity that a lot of my countrymen before me never had. That said, a lot of the things I learned growing up helped me have a long and successful career, because I had much more of a career than I could ever have dreamed of. I never took it for granted. Quite the opposite. It inspired me to keep working hard, to simply continue doing what I loved, which was riding bikes. And now, people even come up to me wearing t-shirts featuring quotes of mine like, "Shut up, legs!" I go to the bike shows and people come up and ask me, "Say it, come on, Jens, tell us what..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?